This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not a bad day for DC sports fans, though. On this program, we talk to Jacob Chychrun every single Wednesday. And tomorrow, Chicks will be with us at 3 o'clock. We will congratulate him on making $72 million over the next 8 years. Not a bad payday for the most electric offensive defenseman the Caps have had in several years. Toby, they get the deal done.
It's awesome. I don't know, because we didn't know for sure that Danny was going to be out today until a little bit before the show. Does the Chychrun news count as Danny being out, we get the news breaking sort of deal?
Is Danny on the air to
no,
react
he's not.
To the big extension? I mean, if you're a Caps fan, this has been all season in the making.
Yes.
There was some fear that if they didn't get this done ahead of the playoffs, maybe things go sideways this offseason, and he walks. They do it. And it's a mega deal. $9 million per year. This is Backstrom and Ovechkin territory, and really nobody else. Part of that is because the salary cap is completely exploding. But, yeah, this is Danny's out, so major news break stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge for the Capitals, obviously. This is something that really was the big question mark going into what's going to be a great postseason and then an offseason where there was question marks just about whether he was going to be back or not. Ovechkin likely returning for next season, assuming they, you know, he doesn't break the record and go on a cup run and win it all. And it, more than likely, he's going to be back next season. And so that was kind of answered. And then they've kind of locked up some of their other guys. So the big question was, is Chychrun going to be a long-term part of this plan or not? And they finally get it done. It's something we've all wanted. It's something that made so much sense. And like you said, with the salary cap going up so much, it allows you to make some of these moves.
So here's the number on the cap over the next 3 years. And this is why I don't want to hear anybody suggesting that this is too much money. First of all, it's the market for a terrific all-star caliber defenseman, which is what Jacob Chychrun is. $9 million is what you pay an elite defenseman. But with the exploding salary cap, you've got the money to do it. It's like knowing that you're going to get gigantic raises for each of the next 3 years in your contract. So it's okay to bake in a little bit more of a car payment, so to speak, right? The current salary cap in the NHL, follow me for a second, is $88 million. Next year, it's going to jump to $95.5 million. So that's almost your Chychrun money right there. The year after that, 2 years from now, it'll be at $104 million, up almost $20 million. And then the third year of this three-year growth period that they've already allocated and told teams about, you're up to $113.5 million from the $88 million this year. So that's how you've already got your goaltenders locked up. Now you've got Chychrun ready to go. This team is not only outstanding in the moment, where tonight, as the number one team in the NHL, They're playing the number one team in the Western Conference in a matchup of the two most likely teams to win the regular season crown as the President's Trophy winner. 102-point Washington, 100-point Winnipeg, 8 o'clock puck drop. We'll talk to Joe B about it coming up at 6. But they're cup caliber good now. As you said, Ovi's got 1 year left on his deal, maybe rides into the sunset as the all-time goal scorer after the end of next season. But what about the next phase? They've got Ryan Leonard at Boston College right now, who's going to be in the NHL playing in the postseason for them this year. They've got another Protus coming, Ilya, Alexei's little brother. They've got a litany of prospects at the high end, like Cole Hudson, who are going to be up and helping them at the major league level in the very near future at this point. And because of that, and what they've got at the NHL level under contract in Protus and the ascending McMichael and now the Chychrun deal, some of the building blocks like PLD and Dylan Strome, they are built for the long haul too. This is a really, really healthy short and long-term organization, and they've made it through that. What's going to happen when the era ends and Ovi crashes into the wall and you've got Backstrom getting older and Oshie getting older? That's all over. They're the number one team in the league, and they are built to be really good for years to come.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so impressive about this team is last year you're thinking, okay, when Ovi's done, where could this team go? And then all these guys taking a jump together this year, Protus, McMichael, bringing in Chychrun, how he's played, bringing in Logan Thompson, how he's played, all the moves they made this offseason to improve the hockey team. So they go from a team that snuck into the playoffs last year. Obviously, it didn't work out when they got into the playoffs. And this year, they go from being that team to the best team in hockey. It's been really, really cool to watch. And then on top of that, Ovi's still playing really well. And then going forward, when Ovi's done, whenever that is, you feel like you've got a future, which a couple of years ago, you didn't feel like you had. So now you don't go from a team that, okay, now we got to rebuild after Ovi. Now it's, okay, Ovi's gone, and that was, you know, the most fun ride we've had in D.C., to, okay, now on to the next generation, the McMichaels, the Protuses, the Chychruns, all these guys taking over. This team is still going to be good after Ovechkin, and we couldn't have really said that a couple of years ago, or even maybe last year. Coming into this year, what they've been able to do has been super impressive, and now locking down these guys so that you have them, it's also smart because, like you said, with the salary cap going up and up and up, if you get out ahead, we see this in the NFL all the time. If you're the first one to pay, you end up with a bargain. If you continue to wait for other people to start setting markets, not to say that, you know, people are like Chychrun or just available, but once other people start signing those deals, you start having to go to that level. You have to match it, go over. And when you're one of the first ones to do it, you're usually going to get the better deal.
What we haven't even talked about, though, with the growth of the cap for this Caps team is all the money coming off the books this offseason, too. Right? Backstrom and Oshie, the LTIR guys, because it's not penny for penny. It's not like they get every single dollar when those guys are stashed, but they will now when those guys are off the books. Mangiapane is one guy, I'd say, on the team who's making more money than the production probably warrants. You can get out of that deal this offseason. And then with the growth of the cap, they're going to go out and add another star potentially. They've been so good at finding whether it's a younger, talented player with baggage like a Pierre-Luc Dubois who comes here and all of a sudden it's no longer an issue, or just a guy that...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Another organization can't pay or it isn't a fit for whatever reason. I give McClellan and Patrick and the whole front office credit for this for years, whether it was Dylan Strome or Brett Connolly, you know, TJ Oshie in St. Louis. They've always gone and gotten the guy they can give the five-year deal to or whatever in the prime of their career. They'll have another chance to add another guy like that with the prospects coming now too. There's no reason to believe that the good times won't keep rolling at Capital One Arena. And I'm just so giddy and so elated about it. And the news of the Chychrun extension today kicks off what I think is now the stretch run for them. 12 games to go. This should be a party. We're watching Ovi chase down Wayne Gretzky. If he's close enough next week, we're going to be doing watch parties over in Bethesda at Caddy's. Can't wait for that. But you've got a playoff push starting as they try to finish number one in the conference, number one in the National Hockey League. And now you've paid Chychrun and you've set yourself up for the long term on the blue line. How good is he, you're wondering, offensively? Well, let's give you some numbers. Game-winning goals this year, he's the number one defenseman in the NHL. Power play goals this year, he's the number two defenseman in the National Hockey League. Goals overall, he's the number three blue liner in the NHL. If you look at plus-minus, kind of an antiquated number, he's fringe top 10. Points among defensemen this year, just outside of the top 15. Assists this year, top 35. He has been so good, and this is not new. This is not like some guy that wasn't talented. He has scored 20 goals in a season before. He had 66 goals total from the pandemic year, the start of the 2020 season, to right now. Only Makar and Josi have had more among defensemen in the NHL, number three. It's like, this is who he is. He is a foundational piece, but like so many of the guys in this Rock the Red era, they get the most out of their players. They have the culture that the Commanders never had and hopefully do now with Adam Peters, that the Nationals, for a fleeting moment from 12 to 19, had, but haven't on either end, where like, I bring a guy in, he'll be better here than he was at the last place. We see that in other sports all the time, the Patriots and the Packers and the Steelers and some of these teams. In hockey, that's the Caps. It's our team in D.C., and it has been forever.
Yeah.
And Chychrun's the latest version of it.
It's so special to see them do that. And I saw you tweeted about this a couple days ago, talking about this era of hockey where maybe they haven't had the playoff success overall that we'd like. Obviously, the cup run in 18 was so special. But outside of that, there's been so many disappointments. But to your point in the tweet, basically saying this whole era has been so special to watch, has been so much fun that every year you felt like the Capitals had a shot. And sure, there were times they came up short, but to a credit to a front office, you can only do so much. You put your guys in a position where they can be the best team possible. And I think they've done that for a long, long time. And the beautiful part about this is we kind of thought that there was a chance that this could end when Ovi retires. And now it seems like this is going to keep going and going and going with guys like Pierre-Luc Dubois coming in. And all we heard about was how bad the contract is. He's a pain, and he's been nothing but great this year. Jacob Chychrun, he comes in, and now you sign him long-term. And just the ability to even develop their own guys with Protas and McMichael, it's been really cool to see that it's not just going to be when Ovi's done, so are the Caps.
Yeah.
It's going to continue going even without Ovi.
They draft well. They develop brilliantly. They make great decisions with veterans. And they've had the greatest goal scorer of all time as their anchor the entire way. And what happens when you combine all those things is nearly two decades of being, on paper, as good a team as there was in the sport. But that was kind of the point I was making, and I can bounce this off you. If you guys want to weigh in on this, as Chychrun is extended, Caps fans, you can do so at 800-636-1067. But the point I was making was, I get the whole argument that they've only won one cup and that's a disappointment. I even think that's accurate. It is a disappointment based on how good they've been that they've only won one cup. That's a fact. They've only gone to one Eastern Conference final, in fact, which is even more problematic, meaning they've gotten out of the second round only the year that they won the cup. It'd be one thing if you got to two or three conference finals like you were the Eagles under Andy Reid or something, but you couldn't break through, or you lost in a Stanley Cup. Didn't happen. And that's the Rock the Red era. That's what you've got to show for it, is one time out of the second round. And so a lot of people will point to that, and they'll say, not good enough. I just can't relate to them. I'm not telling you you're wrong. Your fandom is your own. That's not how I think. And specifically in hockey, I really do believe this is a hockey point largely. I don't know if I'd feel the same way in football or in baseball or in basketball. Definitely not basketball, where I think there's less chance than in other sports. But in hockey, there is so much variance. There is so much chance. We call it puck luck. That's the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
But just playing better than the other team, less than any other sport, guarantees you a win in a postseason game or a postseason series. And based on that, I can't just be so result-oriented. The goal is to field a great product. The goal is to put together an outstanding team. I say this about Mike Rizzo all the time. His goal every year should be to field a 90-win team when he's given enough money to do so. He's not
correct
at this point.
Yeah.
But he used to do that all the time. Hand the manager 90-plus wins, and now they got to go get you a championship, work in the clubhouse the way that they can, making decisions in-game to steal some wins. For the Caps, it's about the product, right? And I just know this. I don't know how many games I've been to since Ovechkin was drafted when I was in high school, but the number is in the hundreds, maybe over 1,000 at this point.
Sure.
The amount of hours of entertainment sitting in my house watching that great product night in and night out, pouring in 5 and 6 and 7 and 4 goals, and the lamp being lit and the winds strung together, and then going to Capital One Arena and sitting in that chilly, cold environment wearing your red with 20,000 people wearing the same thing. There's been nothing like it in my life for the better part of 2 decades. So I can't sit here and go, man, it's only one championship. It's been so fun. The product has been so exceptional. The return on fan investment for me, time, energy, money, you know, whatever that looks like, they have delivered night in and night out with an exceptional product for decades now. So I just don't relate, and I think it's more a hockey point, I will admit one more time, than I would say in other sports. But the people that will look back at this and go, oh, should have been a couple of cups. Sure. And this has been awesome. And I will have this forever.
Yeah, so it's interesting because you can compare this to another team in town with the Washington Nationals, right? There, you mentioned the run from 12 to 19 where they were good kind of every other year they're in the playoffs. Grant, they've only ever won a playoff series in 2019. That's the only time. They've lost every other series.
By the way, that is a staggering thing to say.
And it's true.
They have won one, not one playoff series, but one year they have won a playoff series in their existence in year 20.
Because they lost in 12, they lost in 14, they lost in 16, they lost in 17. And then they finally get to 2019 and break through.
And by the way, in the most painful ways.
Yes.
They never just lost.
And so they're paralleled in a lot of ways with the Caps, right? And it's funny because, to your point, people look at the Caps as one cup, man. That's it. And then people look at the Nats and go, 19 was awesome, dude. 19 was great. And like we look back, obviously, now and it's totally different. The Caps are still rolling. They're the best team in the league right now. That's obviously not the Nationals. But it's funny the difference in how people look back on it, where it's a disappointment, maybe because you have one of the greatest hockey players of all time on the Caps and Alex Ovechkin. Maybe that's part of it. But looking back on the hockey team saying, man, they didn't capitalize. And meanwhile, with the Nationals, they literally only have ever won series in one year. In 2019, they went on to win the World Series that year. And it's looked at as they did their job. They finally punched through. So it's just different that way. But, you know, to your point, too, I was a casual hockey fan. I've gotten into it more now that I'm working here at The Fan. But I'd still say I'm more of a casual hockey fan. My mom and I would watch the playoffs every year. But that's the point. They were in the playoffs every year. If the Capitals were not in the playoffs, I would not have cared one bit. But every single year when I was growing up, it was, oh, it's playoff hockey time. The Caps are on. Let's watch it.
It's a spring rite of passage around here.
Yes.
The weather gets warmer. The girls put on the sundresses. I buy the Thin Mints. And the Capitals play in the playoffs.
Yes.
That's what happens every single spring in Washington, D.C. I also just don't know if there's the correct acknowledgement of how brilliant this front office is. Brian McClellan has had the Midas touch since the end of last season. He has been staggeringly good with the offseason that they had and the success that they have had. Chris Patrick, who's now currently their general manager, working under McClellan, who's basically become the Rizzo de facto like team president. The Patrick family, for people that don't know, Dick has forever been kind of the architect of the contracts and the cap and so many things with the Capitals. But like his grandfather, this is Chris Patrick's grandpa, so Dick's father, Muzz, played in the NHL in like the 30s and 40s and was a player and a GM and a coach and did everything. It's hockey royalty. But this front office right now, what McClellan has done, it's a masterclass. And this contract that they get done with Chychrun now, they got the dude straight up for Nick Jensen. They were looking to get out of the Nick Jensen business. They flipped him for Chychrun, who's had as good a year offensively as anybody who plays on defense in the league. And now they just gave him $9 million a year with the cap exploding.